Okay, evening chanting. Yeah? So, we will chant the Achancha forest tradition, based on the Anandagiri chanting book. Evening chanting is on page. I think Christine has sent a WhatsApp out. I think it's inside the WhatsApp. Christine, you send the WhatsApp, is it evening chanting? I saw on the Cameron Highland Yogi on. You on your phone, if you don't have the chanting book, you can read from your phone. Those who have the chanting book, pass this to Joyce. Page 8. Okay. Compose your mind. Develop the faith and the attention. Then we will start. Okay. Okay, we start. To the Blessed One, the Lord, who fully attained perfect enlightenment, to the teaching which He expounds so well, and to the Blessed One's disciple, who have practiced well. To this, the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, we render with offering our rightful homage. It is well for us that the Blessed One, having attained liberation, still had compassion for later generation. May this simple offering be accepted for our long-lasting benefit and for the happiness it gives us. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed one, I render homage to the Buddha, the blessed one. Bow. The teaching so completely explained by him, I bow to the Dhamma. The blessed one's disciple, who have practiced well, I bow to the Sangha. Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha, homage to the blessed, noble, and perfectly enlightened one, homage to the blessed, noble, and perfectly enlightened one. Homage to the blessed, noble, and perfectly enlightened one. Now let us chant the recollection of the Buddha.
The Tathagata is the pure one.
Hey, you are at morning chanting or what? It's a good word of the blessed one's reputation is spread as follow. Yours is morning chanting. You go to evening chanting. The old book is page 9.
New book is 22.
We start again, recollection of the Buddha. Now let us chant the recollection of the Buddha. A good word of the Blessed One's reputation has spread as follows. He, the Blessed One, is indeed the pure one, the perfectly enlightened one. He is impeccable in conduct and understanding, the accomplished one, the knower of the world. He trains perfectly those who wish to be trained. He is the teacher of gods and humans. He is awake and holy. Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Buddha, the Buddha, the truly worthy one, endowed with such excellent qualities, whose being is composed of purity, transcendental wisdom and compassion, who has enlightened the wise like the sun awakening the lotus. I bow my head to that peaceful chief of conqueror, the Buddha, who is the safe, secure refuge of all beings. The first object of recollection,
I venerate him with bowed head.
I am indeed the Buddha's servant. The Buddha is my Lord and guide. The Buddha is sorrow destroyer, who bestowed blessing on me. To the Buddha, I dedicate this body and life. And in devotion, I will walk the Buddha's path of awakening. For me, there is no other refuge. The Buddha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Buddha and the blessing of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome. Okay, bow. By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action that I had committed towards the Buddha, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in future there may be restraint regarding the Buddha. Now let us chant the recollection of the Dhamma. The Dhamma is well expounded by the Blessed One, apparent here and now, timeless and encouraging investigation, leading inwards to be experienced individually by the wise. Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Dhamma. It is excellent, it is well expounded, and it can be divided into path and fruit, practice and liberation. All those who uphold it from falling into delusion, I revert the excellent teaching that which removes darkness, the Dhamma which is the supreme secure refuge of all beings. As the second object of recollection, I venerate it with bowed head. I am indeed the Dhamma's servant. The Dhamma is my Lord and guide. The Dhamma is sorrow destroyer, and it bestows blessing on me. To the Dhamma, I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion, I will walk this excellent way of truth. For me, there is no other refuge. The Dhamma is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Dhamma and the blessing of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome. Bow. By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Dhamma, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in future there may be restraint regarding the Dhamma. Now let us chant the recollection of the Sangha. They are the Blessed One's disciple who have practiced well, who have practiced directly, who has practiced insightfully, who have practiced integrity. That is the forebear and eight kinds of noble beings. These are the Blessed One's disciple. Such ones are worthy of gifts, worthy of hospitality, worthy of offering, worthy of respect, They give occasion for incomparable goodness to arise in this world. Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Sangha. Born of the Dhamma, that Sangha which has practiced well, the field of the Sangha, form the eight kinds of noble being, guided in body and mind by excellent morality and virtue. I revert that assembly of noble beings, perfected in purity, the Sangha which is the supreme, secure refuge of all beings. As the third object of recollection, I venerate it with bowed head. I am indeed the Sangha's servant. The Sangha is my Lord and guide. The Sangha is sorrow destroyer, and it bestows blessing on me. To the Sangha, I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion, I will walk the well-practiced way of the Sangha. For me, there is no other refuge. The Sangha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Sangha and the blessing of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome. Bow. By body, speech, and mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Sangha, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in future there may be restraint regarding the Sangha. Okay, we will do the closing homage. Yeah? Arahang Samma Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Suakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namassami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Sakka Sangho Sanghang Namami. Okay, thank you. We still got about 7 to 8 minutes before 7 o'clock. So after that 7 to 8, you're supposed to do your sitting and walking meditation, followed by whatever daily mindfulness training. You can either do the bowing, standing or moving or lying down. Then you can also do your contemplation. Okay. I was told by Joyce that we need to do something. Is she coming? And? Oh, okay. Later. Then there is also a request from Padmasri that we will do the chanting of the Great Compassionate Mantra. Tapecho, is it? Yeah. Oh, good. For her standard. So after can pass her. Not now. Yeah, remind me to stop at about maybe 9. We see how it goes. Latest 9:15, we stop to do the chanting. Then we have to invite them to listen to the paritta again. Okay. Where is Pang? Oh, Pang is here. You want to share your experience that you share with me and the rest just now? That will be very useful. Or others, pass the mic over. We make use of the time. What Pang had actually realized is very good, very, very good. There are, I think, three things. First is, I remember your meditation, you're able to feel your heartbeat so clearly. Then the other one is your burning question. Then there is another one I forgot already. Ah, the cushion one. The three things. Very useful. You will learn a lot of things. That, just now we had a very good sharing at the dining hall there. One table. Okay, Pang.
Okay. Thank you, Brother Teo. I was trying very hard, actually, to try to feel my heartbeat. Because from so many talks and so many sessions which I had with Brother Teo, Brother Teo keep on emphasizing that, you know, once your breathing is more stabilized, you should try to locate your heartbeat. Try to detect it. Initially, I thought, how to detect this heartbeat? You know, very difficult.
Yeah.
So I tried, but cannot get one.
Yeah.
So, but the second night itself, actually, somehow, I'm able to get it.
Mm.
But it comes and goes, comes and goes. But once I feel it, it's like pounding, you know.
Yeah, so
pounding. Then I can feel like my whole body is like with the heartbeat.
Yeah.
I can feel it on my palms.
Yeah,
I can feel it on my leg.
All the vibration.
On
the
my
palm,
forehead, you know.
Yes, yes.
So
very good.
After that, you know, every sitting after that, I'm able to feel
detect,
my heartbeat.
The awareness able to detect. Mm.
But there will be times when you get distracted again.
Yeah,
thought will come back.
Yeah.
About, you know, the past about future you know, all these things,
you'll
come back. But I can go back to the heartbeat quite easily.
Mm. Which is very good. Shall we say sadhu, 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 sadhu. The other thing is, always remember, when you are at the heartbeat, aware. No thought. And that's all. You can only do one thing at a time, aware. But when thought arises, you can also aware from there. That's why you can see thought. And that's all. Then, you will not be heedless like last time already. But initially, he just got it not sensitive, not stable yet. But good thing is, he is able to actually silence his mind and just allow it to be. Then when it reached the ability to be silent, the higher refined mindfulness will arise. When it arises, that's why he suddenly can detect the heartbeat. When you least expect it, or there is no craving to want it, then it comes. Then when it comes, he says it's like pounding. Then he stays. Then after that, he can detect all this vibration all over her body. His body, not her, his body. The palm, the forehead, the body, every part. So this is what is possible when you are mindful. Then you don't believe that after that he go home when he sleep. You lie down. You will be able to feel all the vibration between your head and your pillow. Then your hand, wherever you locate on your bed, you will feel one, all the vibration. Then you will come to know your whole body is in a state of flux, ever vibrating. That's why it's not a permanent unchanging entity. Every moment, any instant is in vibration. Understand? But because you are not mindful, you cannot feel, you cannot see. Good, let him continue. Sadhu.
Okay, before I come for this meditation retreat, I have one burning question. The question is this. How can you live life with a silent mind?
Yeah, that is a very good question. continue.
So, but I got the message. I got the answer.
On the first day itself,
when Brother Teo was explaining the Four Noble Truths. You see, all of us, when we were trying to meditate, what's the purpose of meditation here? To develop sati.
Yeah.
And you will look at the Eightfold Path, sati is only one
of the
factors. And you can't live with only one factor.
Yeah.
So, the thought arises in me, say, hey, hello, you should link it back to the Eightfold Path.
Yeah.
No? So, that tells me that you still need to use thought to live life.
Correct.
Okay? But thought is a tool
for
you
to
use. You see? So when you have sati, you're able then to see things clearer. You're able then to arise the right thought in your mind so that you have then have more right view, straighten up your view,
yeah.
And also able to have right speech,
yeah.
Right action, mm. Right livelihood. Yeah. All this will come in.
Very good, sadhu. So now you understand, huh? How to live life. Noble Eightfold Path. It leads to the end of all suffering. And it's very good. Then I, that time, add in a little bit for him that makes it complete. Yeah, I say you must always remember what is thought. Anatta lakkhana say what? Thought is not you, understand not? Understand not? Then, like he say, thought is a tool for you to use. Why is it a tool? Form and mind is not you, but karmically conditioned out, connected to your nature for you to use. Understand not? The physical body is like a vehicle to take you around. Right? The senses provide the condition for contact leading to consciousness to arise. That's why as a human being, you can see, conscious of what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile feel and think. That is what they are for. And the thought, don't be deluded by it, because these are the mental five aggregate as well. If you think it's you grasp and cling and give meaning, you suffer. Understand? Then the Buddha asks you to meditate to see clearly that thought is condition arising, impermanent, never you. Understand? Because when thought passes away, you die. You never die. So how can thought be you? Then when you know that thought is not you, then you don't allow thought to condition or control you. Understand? When you are heedless, thought got power over you. Thought keep on deluding you and telling you story. And you keep on reacting and trusting that thought. So what you need to understand is, if it's a tool, means use it. Understand not? Understand not? Then you tell thought, you are here to serve me. Understand not? You are my servant. I am the master. Understand not? Then what did I tell you about training the mind? Yeah? When you really train the mind, what happened to this mind? The mind listened to you, remember? Means you can use it, you can direct it. You want to be peaceful, you want to be silent, it will be silent. Understand? And follow that. You want to use it to perceive something, you can. You want to use it to arise consciousness, you can. And then you realize, that thought become beautiful when the user has right view, right understanding, just like what Brother Pang mentioned. When you straighten your view after you are mindful and you start to see, then you have learned the Dhamma. What are the three evil roots? What constitute evil? What are spiritual faculty? What are hindrance of mind? Then you will know what to do. Understand? Then you direct this thought to do all this. Understand? So initially, you apply right effort to purify the thought. Understand? The four right effort I have gone through, right? So we don't go into it. The first two right effort is to abandon the unwholesome thought, unwholesome speech, and unwholesome action and livelihood. Then the second right thought is to prevent them from arising. Then the third one is whatever right thought that is not in you, right effort to cultivate. That's why he said you learn how to use right thought. The user of thought is very important. If the user of thought has understanding, right view, then he will use it appropriately to arise the right thought. And what are right thought? Thought that brings about understanding, peace, harmony. All these are right thought. Whereas wrong thought is thought that stir your mind, make you selfish, make you fearful, make you miserable, make you unhappy. And these are all wrong thought. So when you understand what is right thought and what is wrong thought, then you understand virtue is all right thought. When you have virtue, like loving kindness, generosity, contentment, respect, sincerity, all these are right thought. Understand? Pleasantness, gentleness, goodness, all these are right thought. And even sympathetic joy, the four Brahma Vihara. So you start to understand, when you have right view, thought become beautiful, because the user of thought has understanding and wisdom. And that is how you live life. So you act according to wisdom, understanding. You don't act according to memory. Remember? Memory is full of what? What is memory? Accumulation of what? Your past experience. What do you accumulate there? Your fear, your worry, your anxiety, your selfishness, your cunningness, your deceitfulness, and all your funny type of phobia. Then, of course, sometimes you have positive accumulation or experience also. Understand? All the good experience, like your meditative experience, or whatever that make you feel very good when things go your way, you pass your exam, you did very well. So you have a lot of joy. Then you accumulate all this there. Understand? Then you recall them when there is condition. So when you act using memory, memory is of the past, it's not within the present moment. Understand? Means you are using the past to act. Your past has a lot of accumulated scars of memory, like your fear, worry, anxiety, selfishness. That's why when you act like that, you are not acting at all. That leads to delusion. The evil root will make you evil. That's why you cannot live life like that. You have to cultivate heedfulness to see your mental intention clearly. And you must understand what constitutes evil. Then only you can deal with the defilement. That's why he was full of joy when he come to realize that important point. Then the burning question is gone. Well, it's very logical for people to think that way. Because you haven't even detected the heartbeat. Means, well, sati is not stable. That's why the burning question, he keep on hearing a lot of this Dhamma during the Thursday club. Where he is very diligent. He has a lot of faith. Yeah, it has helped him in quite a number of ways. Then what happened was, he cannot experience it. That's why he got a burning question. How can I live life with a silent mind? Silent means what? Don't do anything. Completely silent. How to live? Or then he connect when I talk about the Four Noble Truths. Well, this is the way to act. Understand? You act with wisdom, with understanding, following Noble Eightfold Path. Then all of your problems are suffering. No more. That's why the Buddha said the Fourth Noble Truth is what? There is a Noble Eightfold Path. If you cultivate it, develop it, it will lead to the end of all suffering. And that is enlightenment. You develop meditation to become wise, to liberate your mind, to become enlightened, so that you don't have to suffer anymore. So that you need not have fear, worry, anxiety, and unhappiness, like sorrow and lamentation anymore. Well, you are not deluded anymore. Understand? So this is a very, very important understanding. Let's thank him. Rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. The third one I cannot remember. I hope you can remember. Oh, the cushion palm. Okay.
In fact, on the second item, which
yeah,
I spoke
you continue.
Just now,
yeah.
In fact, in many lessons in which we attended the Thursday class, or even the talks which the recorded talks which I listened to in the. Those in Tuesday class and also Wu Ping Ching Si. Brother Teo has mentioned this many, 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 many times. But I hear, but I did not listen.
Yeah. That's why that time cannot catch the meaning. Because the mind not stable, not silent, cannot experience all this. Yeah, very good.
Okay, this is during one of my sittings. And was observing my breath. The time was still like my detection of heartbeat still not that strong yet.
That strong yet, yes.
So it comes and goes. So I go back to breathing, yeah. Then after that I try again, So, but suddenly, I think all of you may have heard those.
Yeah, yeah.
The
lady
cushion, somebody
that
dropped a cushion.
The cushion dropped 2-3 times.
Very loud.
Oh, very loud.
Then suddenly a message appeared.
Yeah.
It says, the moment thought knowing arises, knowing arises, it has passed.
It has already passed. Very good, sadhu. That understanding was the breakthrough. That was very beautiful. You want to elaborate on that? Good.
Basically, whatever that your mind perceived, the moment it perceived,
yes.
The event already passed.
Passed.
You see? So, no point holding on to your
thoughts.
Because the thought will come and go.
And it's not you.
It's not you. And remember this morning, the tractor?
Yeah.
All of you heard the tractor?
Very loud.
So, when I was sitting there, and the tractor came, you know, I can aware
that
the thing keep on coming and going.
That's how you experience through sati, the impermanent of phenomena as well. Because he start to understand, the moment he perceive, is gone. It's the past. Why is it the past? Perception is through the thought, isn't it? Thought is what? Memory, and so respond to memory, and so you recall through memory, because when it happened, you aware, no word one, and so then memory recall, and so that's why thought is respond to memory. Then the perception come out, and so that's why your memory is of the past. Then thought can only come about after the thing, even that split second, like after that I explained to one of the other Kayamita on the table there. Even this moment. Understand? The moment you say this moment is already dead and gone. Understand? When it is at that moment you are aware, no word on. Because your awareness, your true mind is with it. That's why when you are with the moment, silent without word, that is the moment. But as real as it can be, it's only the moment now. Then how long does it last? Split second, dead and gone. Understand? Listen again. I write it on the board. This one will actually give you a lot of understanding and breakthrough. Otherwise you cannot see. Otherwise that delusion is very powerful. We talk about that 3 period of time, remember? It's also in the seminar paper talk. What is life? To live life is to go through existence. Correct or not? Correct or not? So life is to go through existence. And existence is what? To exist is to go through? Go through what? Time. For you to exist, you have to go through time, isn't it? Correct or not? So life can be translated into existence, which is time, psychological time. Then you can define the whole spectrum of time. What is the spectrum of time? Spectrum of time. They are past, present, and future. Past, present, and future. Future. Of these 3, which is the reality? You know that. Everybody knows that. That's how now they teach the power of now. Present moment awareness, mindfulness. Well, this is the only reality. Why? The past is already gone. Understand? No more a reality. Understand? Past is already gone. Like the Mandarin song. 往事只能回味. Understand? You can only recall through memory, understand? Dead and gone, understand? Then what is future? You project your thought, not a reality yet, but you develop fear, no? That's why in Canada they say, lo le gong, understand? We are not a reality, understand? If I have not gone there, I would not have met that accident. Oh, if he has not come and disturbed me, I would have what? You might as well say, if I buy the lottery, I would have strike first prize. All these are not really if. Then all these are future. Next time when I become very rich, I will do this. All this is thought projection. Then when my children come back, if they do very well, I am going to tell them, you have to repay your gratitude. Or you have to remember how I spend money on your education and all those things. So you kai so inside your brain. Then you project. Then when your son come back, he say, daddy, my salary not enough. I want to get married. I want to do this. Wow, you'll be tahan inside there. Because you have expectation, you project in the future. Then come back, expectation not met. What happened? You become miserable, afflicted. So now you know the past and the future is not a reality. Then the only reality is what? Present moment. This is the only reality in life and existence. Then I ask you one question. Moment to moment, life passes by. But this is the only reality. This is life, isn't it? What are you doing? What are you doing? You are lost in thought. Too busy planning, worrying, and regretting. Because you are too busy thinking, planning, worrying, and regretting. So much so, you never leave the moment. Because you think a lot. That's why Mifong said, lost in thought. Then, not only lost in thought, no. That thought stir your emotion, no. Then you get angry, no. Emotional, no. Then you become fearful. All these are evil root. Correct, no? That's why moment to moment, life passes by. This is the only reality. And you are creating thought to stir the mind to arise the evil root. What are you doing? You are being heedless, I understand not. Heedless means what? You have the evil root. So Dhammapada verse 1 say what? When you act, speak and think with a heedless mind with the three evil roots of greed, hatred and delusion, suffering will follow you. Like the wheel that follow the hood of the oxen wheel. So this is how living being become deluded, become miserable, become emotional, become afflicted at the mind level. So what is living life? Why can't you just silence your mind and be with the moment? When you are with the moment without thought, what happens? There is no fear, no worry, no anxiety, no this, no that, no hindrance, nothing. You just beautifully with the silent mind to experience everything that arises within the moment. That's why drinking Chinese tea is Zen, Zazen, meditation. That's why at that moment when you drink, when you move, you are fully aware. Then when you drink, you are fully aware within the moment. And because of the awareness and sensitiveness, you can actually taste that tea. And that is real drinking. Most of you, when you eat and you drink, you think a lot. You never really eat, no. Your thought eat, actually. Because you never really aware of that taste, consciousness. All food, whatever you eat, initially the taste is very nice. If you chew long enough, you are mindful, what happened? End up what? Flat. Understand? Because the enzyme, when they break it down, actually finally it's flat. Understand? You go and try and chew white rice. Don't take any veg. Just chew white rice. It becomes sweet. You realize that? They know. But when you break it down, it's actually sugar. Your rice is carbohydrate, complex sugar. Then you break it down, it becomes sugar. That's why diabetic people don't take so much rice. That's why I take very little rice. So, like I said just now, because Pang came to know, the moment you perceive, it's already gone. The present moment is already gone. But you cannot be with it. The only time you can be with it is when you are aware. Then that moment you are aware, that is the reality. You know? That is life. You know? Then what happened? Next moment? Dead and gone. No. That's why I always say, as real as it can be, everything that arises is only within the moment. Then why do you foolishly, deludedly cling on to it? Why can't you see, just like Pang now start to see the tractor vibration and so on. Moment to moment, it just passes away like that. But when he describes his word, before that in the meditation is no word, but the silent mind that can detect the heartbeat can actually experience that. Understand? Because that one without word, the vibration, that thing, that everything passed like that. And this is the real insight. Understand? Then if we stabilize this, the mind base, the heartbeat, and all these things, that you can do it until very stable, that you can carry this state into the daily mindfulness, then he will progress very far. Then not long he will connect and penetrate. Then he will understand a lot of things because he has straightened quite a lot of the view. But he listened to the recorded talk. Then he come Thursday, he listened attentively. And his face has changed so much, you know, since the day he came. You know. Oh. People may know that he is now so calm and so different. I don't know how long you have been attending to the class. 2 years, almost. Not long, I understand. So, it is possible. It's not difficult. As long as you have the faith and you are willing to learn. That's why he came with the burning question, because he has faith, but he just wants to develop. But before you have the silent mind, that's why I say, you cannot understand. Because this Dhamma comes from the silent mind. You understand? Like Brother Song. After he connect, he understand everything that I wrote inside the Heart Sutta note and all those things. So you have to be patient. Otherwise, you will be very confused. So, like what I explained, as real as it can be, is only that moment. Split second is dead and gone. Then where is the reality? Is it a permanent, unchanging entity where you can hold on? It's only memory, understand? 往事只能回味. So when you understand that, then I ask you one more question. You never deny you are born into this world, right? From your mother's womb, right? Correct or not? Then you have lived life for so long. Let's say, take for example, average 50 years old. You have gone through 50 years old of life. I ask you, from birth until this moment, is there any reality? Is it real? It's only your memory go and recall that. But you never deny that every moment since that time until now, you experience that, you go through that. Because the reality will tell you that you actually existed for so long. But they are only memory. You can only recall through memory. So how real is life? That's why when you understand this, then you realize what the Buddha meant, the deep meaning. Mind is the forerunner of all things. When mind arises, everything comes to be. When mind ceases, after your breath stops, your whole identity also erased. Then people only remember you through what? Thought. Your friend, your relative, your loved one. Thought. World of consciousness. Moment to moment, thing passes by. Split second day and gone, split second day and gone. How real can it be? Oh, someone go and attach. My loved one, my possession, my this, my that. These are only real to those who are heedless. Understand? But it doesn't mean that they don't exist. No? Understand? Understand? Anatta means empty. End of the day, empty. It's just like the famous Mandarin saying, I think must come from Mahayana Buddhism. When you are born as a human being, they say what? Lai ye kong. Then when you die, qi ye kong. Then why are you so stupid, is it? Si zu wei he ku ku wei kong liu lei. People, when you come empty, you go also empty, but in between, you shed so much tears, though. You know how much tears you have shed. The Buddha said more than the four oceans in this planet, based on the life you have lived. The saying is very beautiful. Namo si zu he ku wei kong liu lei. You cry with so much sadness, with your attachment, with your self delusion over what? Emptiness. You come nothing, you go nothing. In between, you some also kanchong. You fight for property, you fight for money, you try to make a lot of money, you build this, build that, do all that. Then you think you own. Like that monk, the whole temple before he died, he gave away. Otherwise, he also had to give away. It won't belong to him. Understand? That's why he is not so gullible. People think I won't give up, I will attack. He do it. Then what did he carry? 30 kilo. So those who understand, they do things differently. Understand? Those who don't understand, this one mine, I built one, I designed one, this one from my devotee's money, So you think it belongs to you? Like the Buddha said, only the foolish lament, the fool's lament, for that very body he cannot own. Wherein son, wherein wealth, wherein possession and property, all these things. So when you have this reflection and contemplation and this understanding, then you are not deluded by the past and the future. And the present moment also you understand. Because the present moment is only split second. As really can be, only this moment then gone. So in life, this is the only reality. Means what? The present moment is the highest in life. Understand? Huh? You agree or not? But this is the reality. Only this moment you can experience life. Understand? Huh? So that is the highest. That's why people talk about present moment awareness, power of now, ekatole, all those things. Then Buddhist now, present moment awareness, sati. But they don't know what sati is. So what is happening is, present moment awareness is still within the existential world. Understand? Huh? That's why the past, present, and future, they are still within the conditioned world. So the Buddha say what? If you want to transcend birth and death, go beyond the conditioned world to reach the unconditioned, what must you do? You must transcend even the present moment. Understand? That's why the awareness also must cease. Otherwise, you cannot go beyond birth and death. That's why you listen to the Mahayana Sutta. I heard it from Guangqing Lao Fang, the mainland China one. He also illiterate one. Never go to school and speak Hokkien one. Then they translate his teaching. Oh, he beautiful. The first time I heard that, I was full of joy. He said, 过去心不可得, means whatever is the past, it's not a reality. You cannot hold it, possess it, or grip onto it. Understand? 过去 is the past. Understand? The mind of the past is dead and gone. Not a reality. You cannot hold, you cannot grab, you cannot even keep it. Understand? Then 未来心, the future, 也是不可得. And the best is the third one. 现在心也不可得. Oh, wow, he really wise. Understand? Because he has gone beyond thought, beyond mind, beyond the present moment. He has realized Nibbana. That's why he can tell you. Even this moment, no reality. But please remember, there is such thing as a conditioned world. There is such thing as a law of karma. There is such thing as a human being, form and mind as well. This one is subject to karma. So every time you want the vehicle to come, when you decide to come or choose to come, you must take care of karma. That's why there is a duty that you have to do in this world so that this law of karma you don't violate. That's why Long Paul, he understand. He said you have to do your duty. You have debt, a lot of debt, karmic debt, whatever debt. Then when you exist as a human being, you got financial debt too. Oh, karmic debt is the most dangerous one. Don't go and create too much coming debt. Very difficult to repay. You have to suffer back. So nature's law, there is such thing as life. That's why Heart Sutta is so beautiful. You know Kuan Yin say what? True emptiness is, what is it? True emptiness is how wonderful existence. That's why the Mandarin word, very good. 真空妙有. When you understand true emptiness, life is wonderful. That is Pativeda, third phase of Dhamma. But you must have penetrated the truth. Means you must have penetrated true emptiness, not the ordinary sainthood wisdom only. Because that one, no more ignorant if you are Arahan. But the understanding of the Arahan is not that. What I should say, not that great as extent as the Sammasambuddha and the Bodhisattva. They have enough wisdom to free. They know this form and mind, not them. They are no longer deluded. So the last thought, they are not gullible anymore. We have no more ignorant, no more avijja. It will not condition rebirth consciousness. Understand? We have no more craving. So they cannot be deluded. They cannot hold on to any other five greed. So when they die, they will have parinibbana. So because of that, you should really understand that there is such thing as life. Even though it's moment to moment, understand? But life can be beautiful. Life can be meaningful. Life can be wonderful. Just like what I wrote in the seminar paper. Because it can be lived, understand? For the past 25 to 26 years, I think. Coming to 26. I have used this form of mind to live. Understand? That's why this form of mind, even though not me, but it's a karmically conditioned form of mind, vehicle and tool for my nature to use. So when you are connected with the wisdom and the understanding, then you know how to use it. Oh, then this one can eat good food, remember? Can fly business class if you have the means. They can help people. Can be a blessing to all, can share them. That's why there is such thing as life, but you must take care of karma. Understand? Then you must understand all these things. Otherwise, I tell you, not easy to understand life. Not easy to even live life. So you are very fortunate and very blessed because the sasana is still around and this teaching is still around. Okay? So you better thank Pang for the condition. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. I hope it's recorded. Check. Good. This is very useful, I tell you. I tell you, certain part, you make a note, what day, what time, you better go and do a transcript of it. Understand? It is going to help a lot of people. Otherwise, you hear only when you are not in a position to absorb, except some of them who has followed me quite a while, they appreciate a lot, they rejoice, they will know what this thing is. Where is the mic? Pang, you finished already. Thank you. Let us thank him. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. I rejoice where the condition was such when we were having our drink down there. Then he suddenly come and asked me, "Brother, can I share my experience?" I said, "Can." He very patient. He waited till Michael Lu left on my left. Then my wife also went off on my right. Then I say, "You sit on my wife's chair." He said, "No, no, no, your wife sit there." So he went and sit the other chair. Oh, then he start to relate to me. Oh, he said, then after that, one by one come. So when the condition is there, when it's meant to be, all this will manifest. Then this type of teaching can come to the world. Then the living being can actually receive them and have them. Just like Eckhart Tolle said, the book Power of the Now, the book want to come. You see. He also don't know how when he fly to US, then he start writing. Then he said, the book want to be born, like a human being. The book want to be born. That's why it has impact upon so many people. His book was the bestseller for many years. And his book is good, The Power of the Now. That book is very good. He used different words and language, but he understand. That's why he used the feeling portal to go in, to touch that nature, that true mind. Okay? So, yes.
I just want to elaborate what Brother Teo is saying.
Yes, very good.
Actually, all the recordings, I think I just missed a couple of minutes only this morning session. So all are recorded session by session. And they're all time-stamped. So, for example, this session will probably finish at 9:30, so it'll be dated at March 18 at 9:30 p.m.
Oh, okay. Sadhu, right. Sadhu, sadhu.
Okay, so what does that mean? So, for example, just now at 6:55, Brother Pan start talking, right? So you just 9:30 minus whatever you calculate, 6:55. Then from there, you can actually know that this is the time that you want to listen to.
Yeah,
so what you do is you pick up that file, because there's going to be hundreds of files, you're going to pick up that particular file of that particular date, and then you just like reverse down to that time, and then you listen. And I make a note that, for example, this afternoon at 3:30, Brother Teo was just expounding everything so quickly. I can't even make notes. I just put there 3:30, and this whole thing has to be transcribed. It's just a 5-minute session, but there was
a lot of things.
Just the essential dhamma was just all there. So anyway, what I suggest to you is that if you are reading on page 9 and Brother Teo is covering page 9, you just make a date of the date and the time, whatever you're covering, and then later when you get the recording, you just go back to that date and time. Roughly around there. Just
you know why this time, this retreat, this type of sharing come out? Because a lot already, they're up there also want this type of teaching. So because of that, the condition just arrived. I tell you, I didn't plan anything. When I came, I didn't even want to know how I'm going to share and all those things. I only got the program sheet to guide me, that's it. Then Long Po come, not in the program. And I said, then after that, suddenly today, no meditation, continue to share. Then, supposed to start meditation 7 o'clock, now 7:35. So you better meditate for a while.
Actually, there's one more thing that I just want to share. Yeah. I told Brother Teo last night, there's roughly the same number of people last year as this year. Last year was about 44. Right now, today is 45.
Yeah.
So the number is the same. But the difference is last year we have a 5-day session, we have a 9-day session. So at the end of 5-day session, which is roughly like yesterday or today, half left in the bus. So leaving only half, which is about 20 people. But this year, these are the, all of you are the serious cultivators, which means that almost all are staying, except for certain of you that needs to go because you've got some other arrangement. So all of you are very serious cultivators.
We rejoice. Sadhu. So all these are meant to be. So you should count your good blessing, even if you can attend and listen to all this. You just have to find out yourself. Where can you find this type of sharing as well? And you can approach me anytime as well. The monk, go to the room, you dare not even knock the door. And monk, you dare to talk to him like that. Approach. Like one of the sisters here, Mimi, when we were in Thailand, because the monk was alone with her. She under the Patimukha, the monk cannot be under the same roof with only a girl without other person. So you have to be careful. So as a monk, actually they have their advantages because that rope gives them the title, the sangha, and people have faith. But there are also pro and con. Because as a sangha, they are actually limited by their precepts, the monk's precepts. So, as a lay people, if you come and share, disadvantage is people look at your form. You got no title, no role, nothing. So they, most of them count you out. Because they want somebody with title. Also. So all these are not important. So for me, you got affinity, you are here. You got no affinity, you cannot be here. Like Sri Yan said, some meant to be one. Register already, last minute something happened, cannot come. Then some didn't register, last minute come. So I know come, baby come. So the answer is, that's why I say, meant to be. So all this, when you understand nature's law, meant to be, whatever that is meant to be will be. That's why you cannot go against. You plan also cannot like that. You don't plan, worse still. But it's not about planning anymore when you understand. When you understand, you accord and flow. But everyone, every form of mind, you have your karma. You are what you are, very unique. So if it's meant to be, there will be affinity and you will be part of it. But when there is no affinity, nothing can happen. Then sometimes even you have affinity part of it, but there are doubt, block you, stop you and so on. Then you also may not benefit much. Then after that you just like attend another retreat. Right? Then you go back because you are not with the faith and you are not able to understand much. So after that you know it's a good retreat, but you didn't follow up, understand not? Then you may not progress that much. But you have faith, then you determine. Like a lot of those that came earlier retreat, after that they determine, and then they stay on. They progress very fast. So everything is up to the individual, up to you. Where your life, you decide, understand not? Nobody got any right to actually make decision for you. So whatever that is being shared is with a sincere purpose so that it can benefit you all. So whatever you can understand, make use of it so that you can use it, progress along the path. Whatever you cannot understand, have an open mind, understand not? Don't go and arise any negativity or thought or wrong thought, because the nature didn't do anything. Nature's law just take over. So be very mindful, understand not? Or whatever thought you arise. Otherwise, like Brother Tay shared with us, you men also become woman. Then woman become man. Then after that, I don't know how to send you home because your IC, female, or what, perempuan. Then suddenly, on the bus, sudah jadi lelaki. So a lot of things, you have to be mindful, be heedful. Okay? So you meditate for a while. At least you meditate 20 minutes. 8 o'clock, I come back. Okay. I rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.